Hello, welcome to number six in the series of the 5D Success Model. And if you haven't watched 1 to 5, please do so in order for this to make sense to you. This is about the searcher mindset. And if you can think of it as a spectrum, at one end of the spectrum, we've got searcher that is searching just to have the basic needs met. And that would be shelter, water, food, and so on. Once those basic needs are met, the searcher can move along the spectrum to a search for having more of other things, more than what they have, more than what they know. And that might be more control, more passion, more power, more of anything, more laughter in their life. Can be possessions, can be more gadgets and clothes. Regardless, those needs must be satisfied, or the searcher comes to the realization that those things have now become meaningless to them, and in which case they've flipped over to the seeker role, seeking the truth of who they are and what it's all about. And therefore, at the opposite end of the spectrum, you have that ultimate truth. That's the point of realization, self-awareness, complete self-awareness, and an awakening occurs at that point when you see yourself and everything around you for the truth. And this is a point of authenticity, an absolute point of authenticity. It can only come about through increasing your self-awareness. These days it's becoming quicker and easier for people to reach this space, this state, I call it. And it's a powerful state to be in, because it's where the heart is open and aligned with the soul mind, or whatever you want to call it, the God mind. And it comes through self-love. And self-love is not selfish at all. It's contrary to what some people think. It has to come through self-love, and that way it's projected out to the world, and you can see yourself from that perspective, having greater respect and love for all things. So this puts you in a completely different plane altogether, and allows you to attract anything that you want in your life if it serves your highest good. So how do you get into that mindset? Well, the seeker mindset you can fall into just by asking yourself questions like, what's it all about? What's the purpose, the meaning to my life? Is there meaning? Do ETs exist if you haven't had an experience of that? But in reality, these are the sort of questions that take you out of your normal way of thinking, your daily thinking, to a much bigger perspective, even if it's momentarily. You can arrive at the seeker mindset by pursuing goals, dreams, ambitions, and then having arrived at the destination with the new car, thinking to yourself, or whatever it might be, you know, I should be feeling really pleased and fulfilled and satisfied, but I'm not, I'm feeling empty. And that's when you know you're in the seeker's path. You can arrive on that path when you've had a shift in your life circumstance, when someone close to you has died, or close pet is no longer there, someone is no longer there. When a relationship ends, when you've been made redundant after years of loyal service, when your children leave home and you're on your own. Times in your life when you are forced to take a look at some deeper things, deeper questions, asking those. When one phase of your life ends and a new phase of your life begins. So the seeker is someone who takes some bold actions. They're prepared to, and they have to, look at their life, their past, the baggage that they may have brought in with them into this life. And that's important, because you don't want to be carrying baggage with you on this journey. You need to drop that, including the ego, including the pride, because that doesn't serve you on the seeker's journey. And similarly, the mindset of the seeker is one that cannot tolerate anything superficial too long. They can't tolerate that because they are on the journey of authenticity, and that something more real, more genuine, more powerful, and consequently, this will propel them in the direction of contemplation and introspection. And these are practices that you can't engage with. You can't just entertain those if you're stuck in the extremes of the other mindsets, if you're stuck in the sufferer, searcher, or soldier mindset. And so you have to get unstuck before you can get onto the seeker's journey. So getting onto the seeker's journey, there are a number of ways, and when you're on it, it can be lonely because you have to take it on your own. You can't bring someone along with you. They can't take it for you because it's your journey, not theirs. It's one that you have to take in blind faith, each stepping stone along the way, not even knowing what the destination is, but trusting that there is one. It requires courage because you may feel pressurized by society or others to stay within the flock and not go outside. You may experience some hostility from others by stepping outside the flock. They come in the form of remarks such as, why are you doing this? Why are you behaving in that way? What's got into you? Why can't you be normal like the rest of us? Things like that, remarks of that, which can be quite hurtful, and you can feel alienated in that way because they are wanting to protect you because they are fearful for you. Yet in the long run, for these reasons, they come to respect and admire you because you did step up, you did show the way, and that's a true leader. And in doing so, you give permission for others to do the same in their own world, whatever world they live in. So it requires some unique to recognize that you need to trust that there's a greater force operating than you, that you're part of that force, and that that will see that you will be okay. And you need to be a free spirit and not a slave to anyone, anything, or anybody. So with this free spirit and with that trusting in that force greater than you, this propels you fearlessly out of your comfort zone. And yes, there are certain things that may happen as a result. You might quit your job and not knowing if you've got another job to go to. You might go to a retreat or seek out a remote place to live, or seek a guru, teacher, mentor of some sort. These are all behaviors for finding oneself, and it shows that you're on the seeker's path. But these days you don't even need to do that because everything's been simplified, because we're living in times which are speeding up. And consequently, in summary, what you have at one end of the spectrum is the searcher that does in order to have. Now, flipping over to the seeker who is seeking knowledge of self in order to be, and the ultimate destination is that place of knowing who you truly are, the authentic you, where your heart and mind is aligned with that soul mind, the universal mind, and you just know your soul's purpose, and you're able to express it in its fullest. This is a truly amazing place to be, and you recognize in this space that you've been co-creating all along, the good and the bad, with this life force. And what you're doing is bringing a piece of heaven down to earth. And the more people that do that, the better place that we live in, the better earth that we live in. So thank you for now.